I've got a picture here of Keith and Newman. Let's go and see.
Jack Watling played Flight Lieutenant Teddy Graham in the original 1942 production of Flarepath, and I've come to his son Giles Watling's home. Here on the staircase is a drawing of Dr. Keith Newman.
Keith, yes, October 13th, 1935, Oxford.
Very big eyes.
It looks really scary, doesn't it? The usual thing of the eyes following you everywhere you go, but I always feel he's disapproving. He doesn't really approve of me. My father used to say he was like a Svengali figure. He liked to sort of control people, and he used to get upset if they sort of went away from his circle. You had the great director in Anthony Asquith. You had the big West End producer, and everything went round about Hugh Beaumont. You had the young would-be actor who was coming up through the ranks and much admired by everybody. And you had the artist, Augustus John. I mean, what an extraordinary society of people.
At the epicentre was the playwright Terence Rattigan. The British Library holds an archive of his papers and two books by the psychiatrist Dr. Newman, who suggested he join the RAF as an extreme cure for writer's block.
A letter from Rattigan to him when Rattigan was nearing the end of his aircrew training.
Michael Darlow is author of Terence Rattigan, The Man and His Work.
Since I last wrote to you, I have sprouted a few tiny feathers on my yet unformed wings. Suddenly he knew what he had to write about, the experience that he and his pals were going through, and he got on and did it.
What did he tell you about Dr. Newman?
He was sort of funny about it. Said, yes, well, there was this psychiatrist in the years, and I put myself under him because I just couldn't hatch and it wouldn't work. And it turned out he was right, but a sort of terrible charlatan, really. Quite a lot of people who were Rattigan's friends and this gang all seemed to get under him.
So he would have been privy to a lot of secrets at a time when being gay was illegal.
Yes, I think he seems to have enjoyed using that power, that influence over people.
Directing a new national tour of Flarepath, Justin Audibert began the whole process with Keith Newman's influence on the play.
He is a kind of spark and a kind of catalyst to this story. I think there's no denying that. It really was the show that gave Rattigan self-belief, really. So Newman did turn him around, I think that's really fair to say.
Bloody Messerschmitt put a cannon shell in our tailplane. We went straight down in a dive.
The play reflects Rattigan's own wartime experience, as he told the BBC in 1977.
So we had to lighten the aircraft and rush around with a hatchet, cutting bits off. And everybody's luggage had to go overboard, and I was an officer.
You were responsible for the lives of six people, and you have to pretend that you're not afraid. That's the most awful thing. God, I was afraid tonight.
My own kit bag was just poised on the point of going over, and when I suddenly delved into it and I discovered the manuscript of Flarepath, and it was in a hardback notebook, and I remember pulling the pages away from the hardback and keeping the paper and putting it in my pocket.
If I only had wings, oh, what a difference it would make.
Dr. Newman's obsession for our original leading man, Jack Watling, saw the end of his hold over this circle of friends.
Keith went to see my father, I think, every single performance of Flarepath. He just kept going to see the play. An obsession. The book he wrote, 250 times I saw a play, was not a good book. Talking to the burdens that pass me by. When he lost his mind, it seems that what my father did was help him into some sort of institution. My father had to get sort of somehow out of from under the spell. And at some point, Keith Newman went barking mad. I mean, it's a shame, but there it is. If I only had wings.